Vov Kislev, Friday the 28th of November, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, The Life of Bnei Yisrael in Golus. Klal Yisrael in Golus.
We're now going through the parshas of the creation of Klal Yisrael. Yankov was the Bechir Chorovois. He was Zoyche to put the foundation of Klal Yisrael with the Shiftekor, with the 12 Shvatim. And that was the foundation of Klal Yisrael. We all know, as Rashi zogt, Vayishkev Bamokim Hahu, Yankov Avinu, when he left Eretz Yisrael, he went to Lavan for a shidduch. Vayishkev Bamokim Hahu. So Rashi, all the 14 years when he was in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, he didn't sleep. He learned for 14 years. Agamoche, I cannot speak on Pasha Vayetzei and not say the word which my father Shlita brings down in the Sefer. Rashi fragt, Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er Shova, Vayelech Chorono. Fred Rashi, why a double lotion? Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er Shova, Vayelech Chorono. Vayoyu lelichtem ele, Vayelech Chorono. The main tachla, the main aim of Yaakov Avinu at the moment was to go to Choron. So why Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er Shova? So Rashi explains, Yitzir Sadik B'damokim, Oys Roishem. My father asked a starke kasha. Yaakov Avinu didn't go straight away to Choron. He made a stop of 14 years in yeshiva. So he would say someone went from America, he came to England for 14 years, and then went to Eretz Yisrael. So he would say he left from America to Eretz Yisrael. What about the 14 years he was in England? Vayetzi Yaakov to yeshiva for 14 years, and then Vayelech Chorono for two separate journeys, Lechoira. So after Sinisht Emes, if someone would go from Manchester to London and he stops at a petrol station to buy petrol, he's out of petrol. So what would he say? I left Manchester for the petrol station, I was there for a couple of hours, it was a very big queue, I took petrol, and then from the petrol station I went to London. Stupid, no. The petrol station is only part of the journey in order to be able to get to London. It's not a separate destination. To go to yeshiva for 14 years before you go to Choron, it's a must. It's part of a journey to go to Lavan. So Avada, he went to yeshiva for 14 years, but it was still a part of the journey of Vayelech Choron. He cannot go to Lavan without preparing himself with Toiro and Kedusha, he should be ready. Al kol oifen, so we know that 14 years Yaakov Avinu was in yeshiva, he didn't sleep. Vayishkav b'mokim hahu. But the Medrash brings another shita. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, kan shochav, avo kol yudar chono shoyotomo beves ever loy shochav. Reb Nechema Oimer, kan shochav, Vayishka b'mokamahu, avu kol chof shono, sho'omar b'veisui shelovon loy shochav. The 20 years when he was b'veis lovon, he never slept. Why? Avada, when he came to yeshiva, and Yaakov Avinu was ishtom yoshev oholim, so for 40 years he was so immersed in Torah that he didn't have to sleep, he didn't sleep. Others say he didn't go to sleep. But why, when he went to Lavan, what was so important? Being by Lavan, to not miss out 1 minute or one night for sleep, was such an important time. Chof Shono, the Medrash Zog, the Mahoyo Oimer. What did he do at the time he was in Lavan? Rav Shur Belevi Zog, Tesvov Shira Amala Sheba Sefer Tehillim. Rav Shmuel Zog, Kol Sefer Tehillim Hoyo Oimer. He said to Hillel, why? What is so important? We find Yankov Avinu, before he was born, by his roitzu habonin bekirbo, he started his fight, his guard against Esav before he was born. He was created together with Esav, toimim bekirbo, but still, by his roitzu habonin bekirbo, Yankov Avinu was on alert. He knew the dangers of being together with Esav. He knew the dangers of an influence of a brother like Esav. In the Besalei Vizok, Miad Ochi, Miad Esav. He was always afraid, Chas V'Sholem, he shouldn't get hurt, Miad Esav. He shouldn't be influenced, Miad Ochi, at the brother. So before he was born, at the birth, Esav should have become and has become a Pchoir. Yaakov was on alert again. I want the Pchoir. I want Klal Yisrael to be Pchoirim. A few years later, Esav came from the field. Yaakov was on alert again. Maybe now's an opportunity to get the Pchoir. A few years later, when the brocha from Yitzchak came, Rivka was on alert again. Yankov Avinu, make sure you have the brochas and not Esav. Next week's parsha. Vayivoser Yaakov levadoi. Vayovek ish imoy ad alois hashachar. Through the night, he had a fight with the sorrow shel Esav. And the Mefarshim say, ad alois hashachar. He fought through until the time of Mashiach. Once again, Yaakov Avinu on alert. Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shva esrei shono. Yaakov Avinu lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years. Bring out the kasha, well, the Pesach of Dvaiter, he had a complete life. He wasn't only 17 years, he had a complete life. 17 years of his life he was in Mitzrayim, Emes. Why Vayichi Yaakov? Because when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, the beginning of Golos, and Mitzrayim was a mocking tome, Vayichi Yaakov, in full alert, a new lease of life. We have to teach Klal Yisrael how to be able to be in Mitzrayim and remain Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu taught us how we should be in Golos. A time of Geula, we might relax. Say, well, yesterday was good, today will be good. In time of Golos, you have to be continuously on alert. We never know from where the danger comes. We never know what is a skoner for Klal Yisrael. The Mechaber zogt, Yizgaber ke'ari, la'amoid la'avoidas ha'boire. One has to get up in the morning like a lion. La'amoid la'avoidas ha'boire. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day of the week. Why? Because the dangers of yesterday might be gone. We don't know what the dangers of today are. Every day we have to get up with the koyach of Ari, is gaber ke Ari, like a lion. La'amoid la'avoidas ha'boire. Klal Yisrael in Golos have got a gewaltige responsibility for us, for our children, for generations to come. The Welt sagt once the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh went on a walk with his Talmidim. And he came to a little river. It was deep in the winter, and the little river was frozen, ice. And there were little shkotzim there, who scribbled into the ice, little tzlomim, a tzelem of Avodah Zarah. And the Baal Shem Tov told the Talmidim, if it's cold, if it's frozen, you can write whatever you want. You've got to be warm. You've got to be on alert. see and feel the dangers. What could change Chas v'Sholem the life of Klal Yisrael? V'Yisroi tzutzu habone v'kirbo Ekev v'ot v'chad v'choyres V'yovek ish v'inmoy V'yichi Yaakov. So the Medrash, 14 years Bebis HaMedrash Yaakov Avinu didn't sleep. Aber the Medrash weiter, 20 years Bebis Lavan, he didn't sleep either. He knew that he's got to put the foundation of Klal Yisrael Bebis Lavan in a place of Avodah Zarah, in a place of Tumah. He knew that he can't go to sleep. He cannot relax. Anyone who's got a responsibility for Mishpoche, for children of Eniklach, steht in Posseg, Aravom Avinu Ashi Tzave Es Bono Ves Beisoy Acharov. So the Moisaf Rashi brings down from Rashi in Sefer Apardes. What is Bonov and what is Beisoy? Bonov are the children. Yitzchok, the son of Avrom. Beisoy are the grandchildren, Yankov and his Mishpoche. Asher Yitzav es Bonov, ves Beisoy Achov. This is what the voice of Rashi brings from Rashi in Sefer Apardes. What is the difference? Why by the children it says Bonov, and grandchildren it says Beisoy, why not Bnei Bonov? But the gewaltige nafkemine, how we should be mechanach our children, and how we can be mechanach our grandchildren. Our children, usually, we have a koyach and a power and a responsibility to tell them, do this, do not do this. You're mechanach in a very practical oifen. When it comes to grandchildren, a zede can't say much to his grandchildren, do this, don't do this. But what can he do? Beisoy. He makes an atmosphere at home. He makes a ruach ha-toiro, ruach ha-mitzvahs. The children feel when it's Erev Shabbos. They feel when it's Shabbos. They feel when a mitzvah comes. They feel when we come towards Chanukah. Bonov is one way of chinuch. Beisoy is for the grandchildren. I'm afraid that today, even for the children, you can only work on Beisoy. You can't work so much on Bonov, direct chinuch. But what we can, bring in a kedusha at home, a feeling of the importance of Torah, the love for mitzvahs, the chashivas of mitzvahs. We see that Esav was born as a bchor, and he lost it. Why? By Yivez Esav es HaPchoiro. He didn't respect it. He didn't cherish it. He lost it. Yaakov Avinu was born not as a Pchoir. And he became a Pchoir. Because he had Mesiras Nefesh for it. He wanted it. It was Machshev it. Asher Yitzav es Bonov ves Beisoy Acharov. That Rambam in Maimer Kiddush Hashem, where he writes that in time of Golas, you have to be careful where you live. You should live amongst Erlecha Yidden. Und der Rambam sagt, Afilo hoi shtei medinois me Yisrael. You have two, whatever you call it, towns, villages of Yidden. Achas mehem yuyser tuivu bemahaseo ubeminiguseo v'yuyser medagdekes v'nechnas lemitzvus min ha'acheres. One village has got more Torah, more diktuk ha'mitzvus, more hirashomayim. Shechayev yerei Hashem lotzo yismu oiso shemahaseo eino kol kach nochoinim lo oiso medina tuivu. You are mechuyev to go away from the place where there's a lack of avodas Hashem, a lack of ahavas ha-mitzvahs, and go to the place where it's more secure. Und der Rambam sagt weiter, Aber ele shemefatim atzmon. Those people who kid themselves. Ve'oimrim. Sheyamod bimkoimom atzuyovoy ha-melech ha-mashiach. So what? I'm here. Mashiach is coming soon. Be'ezer Hashem. He's a mom in the Mashiach. Ve'od yoytzim ve'hoylchem li'Yerushalayim. They will go to Yerushalayim. So the Rambam, any idea, I don't know how these people can speak such a language. Ele oivrim umachtiim. They make a chet. Why? So the Rambam, ki ein zman lebi'es ha-Mashiach ad she-toilim boy. We don't know when Mashiach comes. We should be able to say, hu koroiv oirochoik. He'll come tomorrow, or chas v'shalom will take a longer time. V'chiyuv ha-mitzves ein lo tolu bevias ha-Mashiach. The chiyuv of we are doing mitzves does not depend on Mashiach. Ela nachnu v'chiyom li'is asig batiru be-mitzves v'nishtadl le-hashlim asiyoson. We got a chiyuv, a duty, and a responsibility to do mitzves. V'achar she-nase v'asha nachnu v'chiyovim. If we do our part, if Yizaka Hashem, if the Eibshter will give us a schus, lono levenenu, liras ha-Mashiach, ha-rezetoiv yoyse, halavai v'shul bizoiche. V'im loy, and if not, lo'iv sadnu klum, we haven't lost anything. But to say, I don't have to make the maximum effort in chinuch, because I rely on bias ha-Mashiach, is wrong. When we amachanach our children, we have to take in consideration, it might take a long time, we hope not, but it might take a long time. We have to ensure that they have enough energy, enough koyach hakdusha, enough koyach of vayisroi tzu habonim bikirbo, enough koyach of vayovek ishimoy adaloy sashacha, enough koyach of vayichi Yaakov to go through nisyonos, we don't know what. We haven't dreamt 20 years ago that a new technology might bring new nisyonos to Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael was on alert. And certain guidelines and principles were put down. We haven't dreamt when we were children that going a walk in the street should be such great nisyonos. Beveslovon, we cannot sleep. 20 years Yaakov Avinu was alert. He had to be mechanech Klal Yisrael. The Meshech Chochma zogt, before Yaakov Avinu went to Mitzrayim, Shidvayiro Elov Hashem Bemarois Halaylo, in the lightness of the night. The Rabbi Nishloilom was mechanech Yaakov Avinu. It might be Lailo, but there is a Marois Halaylo. There's a lightness in the darkness. Yaakov Avinu was mechzaken tfilas arvis. Abraham Avinu was shachris. Yitzchok was minche. Yaakov Avinu was mairiv. Mairiv is betzisa kechovim. When it's dark outside, we sit in besmedrash, and we davent mairiv. Bemarois halaylo. Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzoro. Yesagef Hashem elekei Yaakov. But it's b'yoyim tzoro. It's elekei Yaakov. It's the koyach of Yaakov, which he helped us through Golis. He teached us the way how Klal Yisrael goes through Golis. The Tag in Yonison ben Zuhir and the Tag in Yerushalmi say, Vayetzi Yaakov, Kamisho Nisim Iru Le Yaakov. 5 Nisim Yaakov had. And he goes through all the Nisim, you all know the Nisim. Avonim became an Eben. Then he had a dream, Oilim Veyordimbo. Many Nisim. What's the connection with the Chamisha Nisim of Vayetzi Yaakov? Vayetzi Yaakov was the beginning of Golas. And we have to know and realize and recognize that in time of Golas, we have many, many more nisim than in time of Geula. Klal Yisrael is keves echol b'shivu ze'ev, b'shivim ze'evim. The goyim don't love us. And still, we go through the golas with strength, with emunah. And just the last week, we had a tragedy in the Beis Medrash that changed many minds and many things. Nevertheless, the next morning, the same Beis Medrash, the same Oilom, the same Moidani, the same Matoiv Oholecho Yaakov, the same Kriya Shema, the same Shmoyne Esra. Vayitzi Yaakov, in the beginning of Golas, Chamisho Nisim, we continuously have Nisim. Rabbi Yankiv Erdl Zogt in the Siddur in the Hakdoma, he speaks about Golas of Klal Yisrael, und Zogt, said the Loshon, Umiho Iver, who can be blind? Shein Roye Kishor Oilom Hatachten Be'elyon, the connection between our small, limited, little world and the Oilom Ho'elyon. Mishim Ayin, anyone who is Ma'ayin, and looks on the world, Ho'umo Hagoylo Sepezuro, small cloud is roar. Acha kol masho over olinu me'atzorois v'achamurois alofim v'hashonim. Thousands of years we went through so many tzores. Ve'in umo bo'oilu nidefes kamoinu, there's no nation in the world who had so much tzores. And still, kol ha'umo yisakdumo yisuhatzumo, the major countries, the major powerful nations, all came to nothing. Their religions have changed. Kingdoms have fallen, and Klal Yisrael remained. And he adds, not one os of the Sefer Torah was forgotten. Not one halacha of Shulchan Aruch had been put aside. The Torah, the mitzvahs, complete, is continued to be held faithful by Klal Yisrael. Und sagt, Chai nafshi, Aloshen Shvur, ki behizboinen di beniflois eile. When I look at the tzores of Klal Yisrael, and our Klal Yisrael has gone through and remained Klal Yisrael, God lo etzli yoisem mikol nisim beniflois שאוסר השם יזבורך לבסינו במצרים ובמדבו ובארץ ישראל. I'm sure and convinced that the nisim of Klal Yisrael in Golas are greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim, than going through Midbo and by conquering Eretz Yisrael. Our existence in Golas is the greatest ness. Think I once told you, after my chasna, my in-laws lived in Strasbourg. And I went on a train to Strasbourg. It was 40 years ago plus. Kunst mir a polish yid. In Germany, kent Yiddish. Young man, you know Yiddish? We have other kind of Yiddish. Can I free a kasha? Can I ask me a question? I knew what the question would be. A polish yid. See the former in Germany. I told him, well, we'll make a deal. I will ask you a question, then you ask me. Okay. So come tell me, my dear, it was 30 years after the war. Can you explain me, after the war, what remained of Klal Yisrael? A children transport? A few children here, a few children there? Nothing was left of most places where communities of Klal Yisrael were strong. The only place which had a continuation, I think, was maybe Switzerland. On Eretz Yisrael, a part of it, everything we have today is new, nothing what was is there anymore. A few Yidalach, look 30 years ahead, millionaire, Moises HaToiro, thousands of families, look what happens in Eretz Yisrael. Can you explain it? A few zerbrochene Yidden? That's not a kasha? You are right. You are right. It is a kasha. So it seems the klal Yisrael is different. Different. And he started to cry like a child. This kasha never occurred to me. But Rabbi Yankev Emden did ask the kasha. It's nisim v'niflois. Believe me, when I go in the morning, I see the children going to cheder with such a tmimis, with such an ehrlichkeit. You see yeshiva bochim go to yeshivas. Why? Rebbeinu Shloim, why are they going? Look the world around us. Look the society around us. And these young children, young bochim, so pure, so kodosh, daven, Rebbeinu Shloim, give me koyach to understand Torah, give me koyach to be mekayem mitzvahs. What is it? It's the connection from Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If we do our part and be on alert in Golas, we can do it. We can go through Nisyonis, hardships, with success. But the mighty kingdom of Yevonim, the large, great army of Yevonim, and a small family, 11 or 18 people, or Matisyo Bonov, but they went with Mesiras Nefesh. They stood against the Xeris of Torah Hakdusha. The Moisin Nefesh himself for Torah, Mosarto Gibur Miyat Chaloshim, Rabbi Miyad Ma'atim, Utmei Miyat Tehoirim. A small quantity of oil, of a shemen, zayis, zoch, bechoysomoy shokoyin godl. It would have burned only maybe one night, but it was enough for 8 days. Klal Yisrael have got a koyach of the marois halaylo, of the lightness in the night. They have the koyach to continue with Torah HaKadosha, never mind the circumstances, never mind the nisyonos of the world. We are so far apart of the outside world. The Eibishter created Yaakov and Esav as twins, but not identical. We live with them because we are in Golus. We are near them because we do business with them. But not identical, far apart. If we do our part, then the Eibishter helfen, once again with the Zoicho, Mosarte Giburim Miyad Chaloshim, Rabin Miyad Ma'atim, Tzmein Miyad Tehoirim, till the Zoicho, we don't know when Mashiach will come. We hope, Hayoin in Bekoilas Shmo, but we don't know when. But we are ready for our duty and responsibility towards generations to come, to be in Kedushas HaToiro, Taharas HaLev, Ahavas HaMitzvahs, and Ahavas HaShem. May we zoche b'ezer HaShem to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Biyaz Goyer Tzedek, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen v'amen.